Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
With the Giants, you know, the expectations going into yesterday's game was a lot of people thought this was going to be a bounce back game for them. Or not a bounce back, but continuation of what they did against the Chargers and go out there and get their season back on track. And obviously that was not the case. But you're going to start to hear it. You heard Boomer talking about it this morning about, oh, people are going to want Dable fired. And you and I have talked about this ad nauseum for a while. It is setting up to where the Giants are going to be in a situation where they're probably going to make the same mistake that we saw coming a mile away. And that's something I would not do. And that is judging Dable now on the wins or losses and moving on from him. You have to understand it's a rookie quarterback. Those type things are going to happen. Okay, you lost to a team maybe you thought you could beat. Not so much. Saints get the win down there, but I would still just evaluate and be patient and treat it as almost if it's year one with Brian Dable and a rookie quarterback.
I think you got to separate a couple things here, Sal. Number one, without Malik Nabers, I mean, this season's going nowhere. I mean, I understand that there was a lot of excitement going into the game. The Giants were, in the eyes of some, supposed to win, certainly had a good chance to win, should have won. I mean, I'm talking about going into the game. Once you saw most of the game, you say to yourself, Giants got to find a way to finish this game. And if they would have done that, now you're 2-3, getting ready for the Eagles, kind of, you know, clustering near 500. There's legitimate hope. Like, when I say you got to separate everything, you got to separate the coach, you got to separate the quarterback. My problem is with the defense yesterday. Like, this is what I just don't understand about the New York Giants. Like, one week it's there, one week it's invisible, and I don't know why. I don't think Brian Dable's a good head coach. I've said that forever. I would not have brought him back this year. But, like you say, I'm also willing to give him and Jackson Dart a chance to grow together. So it's not about firing Dable today. It's not about Dart is a stiff or what. No, Dart's going to be a stud. I've got a lot of belief in Jackson Dart's moxie, his skill set. The problem is there's still too many holes with the Giants team. And even if they would have won yesterday, where are they going?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, at least if they would have won, you could have said, all right, well, let's see what they can do. Build off of it. Now, there are two separate issues. You're right about the defense, a sackless performance from the Giants defense. That just can't happen. They're supposed to be built on their defense. The problem is, over the Dable and Shane regime, too many times we've come in here on a Monday and said, well, that's a game where they could have won if they did this, if they did that. They could have, should have, would have. Here we are in year four, and they're still losing those type games. I am going to separate the two because I think it's imperative that you do that. If you were in the belief of firing Brian Dable, and we both talked about this going into last year, that's fine. Then you should have done it and had a new regime pick a quarterback. They didn't. They decided to stick with Brian Dable. So for me, I'm going to evaluate this as it's Dable and Jackson Dart. And so far in two games, the offenses look competent.
Yep.
I'm not looking at them. It's encouraging with the offense. You expect, okay, Scadaboo is well to fumble. Slayton stinks. He can't fumble the football. Like, get him out of here. I've had enough of him. Him running this man. He stinks. Slayton's not a NFL receiver. I'm sorry. I don't care who has to hear it. How many films you need to break down. Darius Slayton should not be a receiver in the NFL, let alone a top receiver, because Nabers goes down.
Yep.
End of story. He's just not good enough. We've watched it for how many years? Not good enough. Period. Scadaboo's a rookie, so that's going to happen, and he's frustrated by it. The guy runs his rear end off. Mm-hmm. Fumbles happen. You give the defense credit, poking the ball out of there. And Jackson Dart was to blame for three of the turnovers. And again, and some of that's on a rookie receiver not running the right route. Some of it's on the rookie quarterback. That's going to happen. So if I'm just choosing to ignore all that's happened with Daboll prior, because I think you have to in this particular case, let's evaluate Daboll with his young rookie quarterback, Jackson Dart. And I think offensively, at least it's looked better than anything I've seen with since Brian Daboll's taken over here.
See, it has. I mean, you look at the Giants coming out of the chute the last couple of weeks here. They're moving the football. They're getting points first drive, second drive. They're showing a flow. So whatever they're doing during the week is transferring to the early parts of Sunday, and then you play a 60-minute game, and the other components that they're clearly lacking start to rise up. And obviously yesterday, just the coughing it up a ridiculous amount of times, they're nowhere near good enough on the road to overcome, even against a bad Saints team. I guess we're saying the same thing on some level here. I guess where I'm going to splinter off a little bit, even if Dart continues to look good, and I believe that the Giants have the quarterback of the future, to what extent, right. I don't know. I don't really know, but I do believe that Jackson Dart is the starter next year, the year after that, right. And the year after that. I think they got the right kid. He's got an arm. He's got wheels. He's got a good body. He's got men follow him.
Right. Grown right
men
attitude,
follow
yeah.
him. The right attitude. I think he's built for New York. I think he's built to help elevate the New York Giants. I truly do. But even if he plays well, and like the other components, even the way the Giants constructed their game day roster yesterday, the way Brian Daboll talked about that at the postgame press conference, like, I don't believe, even if Dart shines and plays well, that they have to be married together.
See, that's,
I'm not of that mindset.
Yeah, that's where we will, because now you're getting yourself
into, I don't think Daboll's good enough to say that, like, around across the board. You know what I mean? And I get it. That relationship is certainly paramount and first and foremost to the evolution of the Giants. But if there's other aspects of Brian Daboll's coaching, which I don't believe in at all, then I'm not going to let that supersede everything, just him and Dart. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And it's a fair take. I just disagree with it because the Giants have done this before. We've seen them do this before. They did it with the prior regime. How many times over with Daniel Jones? Forced Daniel Jones on Brian Daboll. He had success the first year, but failed after that. Now he finally has his own guy, and I'm afraid that they're going to judge him based off of the win-loss record and then move on from Daboll and potentially Shane, and then it's going to be all about Jackson Dart with a new head coach. That is not, to me, the recipe for success. So I understand what you're saying, BT, and I understand the Giant fans who are saying, Daboll, I've had enough of him. He can't coach, blah, 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 blah. Unfortunately, once they made the decision last year to retain Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and then select Jackson Dart, that means they're married for at least another year together. That's the way that I would do it. I think they have to show patience and discipline here. You're seeing something like Giants football has been putrid for a long time. Giants football with Brian Daboll outside of that year one aberration has been even more putrid, certainly offensively. That has not been the case with Jackson Dart. They're moving the football. They're scoring more touchdowns. Is it enough? No, but to me it is a step in the right direction, and I'm not willing to blow it up just because the defense isn't getting it together.
Yep.
Factor in some of the injuries, also because of what Dable's done before. I would not. I'm looking at this, right or wrong, I am looking at this year one, Brian Daboll, Jackson Dart, and see what they can do.
Okay, let me ask you this. I know Giant fans want to jump in. We'll obviously get the calls. We'll get to the Yankees, of course. So, to me, think about what we've watched Giant football, what it's been for years. I mean, couldn't score, boring,
yeah.
Just nothing. So it feels better, and aesthetically, certainly the first couple of the drives look better. Giants moving the ball, and Dart is, and obviously the coach, they have a good relationship with this, is a big piece of the puzzle why they look better. Dart, okay? But what if he levels off a little bit? Like, what if the opening drives start to fade and the juice, and I don't even know that it will.
You saw the yesterday in game.
It's true, and I just think as the year goes on, without Malik Nabers, it's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher. So I ask you, and I get your concept, like, if Dart's showing promise, then this is the next, you have to at least go into next year with Daboll and Dart. I understand right. that. Like, I get the concept. I just don't think that Dable's distinguished himself enough in the other areas for myself to marry that concept. But we're also reacting to pretty good Jackson Dart early. What if it becomes average the rest of the way? You still going with Daboll?
Well, let's see. That's
so for evaluation still.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we could tie the Jets in here for a second. You're right, we get to the Yankees. Obviously, a lot to get to from yesterday. We're in evaluation mode. I told you with the Jets, I'm not. Now, we had a difference of opinion on that. I am not judging Aaron Glenn based on the record. We could get into, you know, it's worse than beyond the record, whatever it may be. This is year one. What we do here in this town that to me is incorrect is overreact to wins and losses when you should know better. You certainly should know better with the Jets and a rookie head coach. Like, what'd you really expect? And then in this particular case with the Giants, once they made the decision to go to Jackson Dart, for me, this season, wins, loss-wise, off the table. It should have always been anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Russell Wilson, come on. Do you really think the Giants are going to be a playoff team? No. So they made the decision to go to Jackson Dart. Now, wins and losses are off the table. We're evaluating for the first time Brian Daboll as a head coach with his handpicked quarterback. We've seen two games. One, they won against the Chargers in an upset that nobody thought was coming.
They beat a good team.
And one, they had a big letdown, and that happens with a rookie quarterback having three turnovers. Like, that happens. It's two games. So Jackson Dart shouldn't be put in the Hall of Fame after beating the Chargers. Brian Daboll shouldn't be kicked to the curb. I know what you're saying. Like, if I'm judging Daboll on his resume, he shouldn't have had this year to survive. Like, he shouldn't have survived this year. He shouldn't have had this year to give him another chance. But they did give him another chance, and he did pick his rookie quarterback. So I am not evaluating on the wins and losses. I'm evaluating on how he and Dart progress the entirety of the rest of the year.
I get it. I do. So we'll get the calls here. I look at Daboll, and I've seen some game day roster decisions which have been beyond head scratching. I know he's an offensive background coach. I see too often the defense is just absent.
Yeah.
And now that, you know, Shane put all those, so that's a Shane thing to an extent.
So I mean, they do have talent. I don't understand it.
That's what I'm saying here. So to me, there's not enough evidence that Daboll is going to be the kind of coach like a Coughlin, like a Parcells. There's no evidence of that, quite frankly, that the Giants will win a Super Bowl with Daboll. I get it with the Dart Daboll connection, but to me, he's got a lot more to prove, and there's no way I'm sitting here saying, even if Dort plays well the rest of the year, that I'm absolutely bringing back Daboll. I'm not saying that.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We'll get to the Yankees coming up in a little bit. We mentioned the Jets a little bit, but we're starting with the Giants. Anthony's in New Paltz. What's up, Ant?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Ant?
Nothing. I'm just calling. I agree with you, BT. I think it's with Daboll, there's too many holes in his coaching in general. Even if we do see, Dart start to show more success, it seems like the common theme with Daboll since he's been in New York, and I know it's not necessarily all on him, is inconsistency. I mean, Daniel Jones looked good at times under him. Then he looked awful. DeVito won some games, put up 30 points. And then now we see, Daniel Jones in Indianapolis. I know his, the team is better than what he had in New York, but it seems like he doesn't really show like he has too much confidence in his players at times. Like, there was parts of the game yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
They were the sideline just looked dead, and we were still in it against the 0-5 team. And I think that's partially on Daboll. Like, you got to bring the whole team together, not just Jackson Dart.
Look, I get it. Thanks for the call,
man. That's his job. It's
impossible to defend Brian Daboll on his resume since he's been here. I am choosing to ignore that for the betterment of their future, where I want the head coach and quarterback to be on the same page. Think about it. You fire Daboll at the end of the year. They're not going to fire him in season, I wouldn't think, even if it gets bad.
Probably not.
You fire Daboll. Now you're chasing again. Like, who's the head coach you're going to bring in? You're going to go get John Gruden because he loves Jackson Dart? And that's, by the way, one of the more experienced guys out there. And I highly doubt the Giants would do that. Well, then we're going to be down the same road again. Okay, well, new head coach, rookie head coach, or see what happens with the quarterback that he didn't pick. And then if Dart throws a couple of interceptions in the first few weeks, next year he's going to be like, well, Tankathon is on. He didn't pick Jackson Dart. Maybe Jackson Dart doesn't have it. Like, we've seen this script coming a mile away. That's why I know it's impossible to defend Brian Daboll. Look at his record. We know that. We watch the game. We watch the teams every week. However, I do think, BT, that it would be the right thing for the organization at least one more year. What, you've come this far. What's another year beyond this year? Let's just watch how this year plays out. It's week five, for goodness sake. Week five. Let's play this year out, see what happens at the end of it. I would bring them back at least one more year together.
I know how it's going to go. I mean, they're not going to beat the Eagles. They're going to get drilled by good teams. They'll probably lose a couple of games that they shouldn't. I mean, who knows how many games the John's going to be favored the rest of the year. Maybe one, maybe two. So I don't think any we're not going to be in a surprise here. We could take this to the bank. We'll be sitting here in December. Giants will have three or four wins. Like, Giants are going absolutely no. Without Neighbors, they have no shot. And to me, like, it's even the 8 accepted penalties, 100 yards, man. Like, that is part of coaching. That is on Brian Daboll. You know, and the other thing that I see here, Sal, and I get it, and I really do. Like, when you brought Daboll back, you basically brought him back for 2026 as well, in the eyes of many.
Right.
Because of
we
the relationship.
About that, a lot,
that was probably the biggest theme for us
as
we diagnose what awaits the Giants here, right? But the issue for me, or actually a good thing for me, is that I think that Jackson Dart, as an early read, admittedly, is resilient enough to deal with a coaching change. Like, I don't think that he's so dependent on Brian Daboll to hold Brian Dable's hand and, you know, have these Brian Daboll training wheels, that if the Giants made a decision for the betterment of the entire franchise that they were going with a different coach, that the young quarterback couldn't adjust. I believe that he absolutely could.
Me neither. I'm not sure if he could handle it or not, but that's not the number one reason for me. You also want to build a culture of, you know, continuity and have some sustainability as opposed to keep turning it over. So now you're going to have, let's say, a rookie quarterback who was drafted by Shane and Daboll.
Yeah.
And after 1 year of losing, they're going to fire, just say hypothetically, Daboll and potentially Shane as well. Now you have the rookie quarterback who was drafted by another regime sitting in a losing organization because they just fired everybody that he knew, bringing in a whole new group of people, and they're going to be judged immediately in year two of the rookie quarterback. Like, to me, it just comes down to, and I understand the side of it, you believe in Daboll as a head coach or not, and if you don't, and there's plenty of reason not to, you value that more than just keeping some continuity at least for another year. I would value, even though I know he hasn't been great as a head coach, value keeping the continuity for at least one more year.
See, to me, continuity for continuity purpose makes no sense. If you are not even average, I mean, we wish the Giants were average. If you are substandard multiple years in a row, that is not continuity that I'm looking to keep. I'm actually looking to get away from it. Though, again, I understand what you're saying. I also think, and I wasn't sure about this, even though I liked what the Giants did moving up to get Dart and Carter at number three. We love their draft. I also think that what Dart's already put on tape, that, and it's early, I get that, but if they did move on from Daboll, that it would be an appealing job for an established coach, because I think it's very easy to look at Dart and say, he's going to be good. I want to coach that young man.
Fair enough. But think about this, BT. It's week five.
But it's not. It's really week 55, because Dable's been here forever.
But they played two games together.
Yeah, so, no, I know.
Dable's coached two games with Jackson Dart as a starter.
I know.
Like, there's a whole slate of games left this season. Maybe definitively we know, and I'm with you at the end of the year, and like, you know what? It's so bad. I don't care about the continuity. I don't care who picked him. You've got to change it. Maybe it's not. And I have reason to believe that based off of the first two games, that it does feel better with Jackson Dart under center for Brian Daboll than it did before. John is in Valley Stream. What's up, John?
Guys, for my sanity and my good health, we got to stop talking about Daboll. He's irrelevant. He's a middling coach. Keep him. Get rid of him. Who cares? Joe Shane is a moron, a ghetto bum level moron. We can't keep doing this and talking about the wrong things here. What talent has this man brought into this team? The answer is nothing. What has he done? And we're still talking about Dable.
Well, Dable's the head coach, Sean. So to me, that's
Who brought him in?
We've gotten into Joe Shane. So I'm not sure what like you want us to.
No,
not,
but he's the only conversation, and you're missing that.
No, he's not.
Dable doesn't matter.
John, first of all, John, it takes a while. You don't want to hear this. It takes a while for a general manager to fully have his imprint on it.
4 years!
Yeah, okay, it's 5 weeks into year four.
Oh, but did you have
four years of busted draft classes?
This is insanity!
How many quarterbacks has Shane taken?
How many quarterbacks?
In the drafts.
Quarterbacks, yeah. Do I stutter? How many quarterbacks has Shane taken, John?
You know, start up, but you're insane today.
How many quarterbacks?
Big deal. He can't fill out a roster. Are you blind?
I'm not saying he could or not. I'm saying you're looking in the wrong spot. You're a Giant fan, John?
The wrong spot? The 2023 draft.
Are you a Giant?
Not one player.
Are you a Giant fan?
No. I'm calling you because I'm a Bills fan.
I'm asking you. Okay.
Do I need to state the obvious, Sal?
Okay.
Or
yeah.
Are you just going to go completely bonkers?
I'm going to ask you another question. Do you like Jackson Dart?
Sal, you want to stay with these two guys for another year? I mean, what's your mind?
Do you like Jackson Dart, John?
I don't know if I like Jackson
Dart. I can't do it anymore.
See, to me, you have to, John, I appreciate the passion. I get it. But you got to have an opinion on Dart early. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to remain married to. That's a pretty easy question. Do you like Jackson Dart? I mean, I could sit here and rifle off 10 things about the Giants that we don't like.
Right.
The one thing, you know, and maybe one or two other little things, is that Jackson Dart shows real promise. So it's not even about Shane for what you and I are starting the show with
right,
here.
Right.
It's about the relationship and the promise in a small sample that the head coach, who at times has seemed overwhelmed here, and the young quarterback who has not. If that's a good marriage, you don't want to blow it up. What I'm saying is, so far, and again, could it change by the end of the year? I guess anything could. I just think the Giants are picking top five again. I think the Giants win three or four games, so I don't think I'll change my opinion. But if Dart goes bonkers without Neighbors, and they, even if they don't win a lot, but they put up points, and they move the football, and they look buttoned up, and they're going in the right direction, then I will man up, and I will say, you know what? I do think that Dable's probably good for Dart, and despite the deficiencies, I would bring him back. But right now, I'm not feeling that at all.
And by the way, BT, for the record, it's not like I'm some Joe Shane supporter. I'm not. As a matter of fact, I would have sided with Brian Dable prior to Joe Shane. The problem is, first of all, the Giants keep talking about how they loved his draft last year, this year.
Every year they tell us.
And it's more likely, I would bet, at least it was a year ago, and I would bet still now, and I think Pat Leonard said this with us recently, it's more likely that they keep Shane
he did say that.
Than the other way around. And I'm not saying that would be right. All I'm saying is I would evaluate this as if it is year one. And by the way, it does take time. So like, you just want to get into this. GM stinks! Fire him! Okay, fine. Just like you did all the 15 guys before. What do you think is going to happen? They're going to hire another guy. They're not going to win right away. It's going to be GM stinks! Fire him again. Look at the Jets. The Giants and the Jets are the same thing. It's the same thing every time. Every time. 2-3 years in. Fire this guy. Fire that guy. Bring in somebody else. Is it them or is it the actual organization? That's the deeper issue. All I'm saying that is in this particular spot, you finally have what we've waited for. A general manager, a head coach to have their quarterback. And the young quarterback in two games has shown some promise here. I just want to see it through. That's it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.